This is Twit.
Leo Laporte, the tech guy. 8888. Ask Leo, the phone number. Let's go to line three. That would be Phil in Arvada, California. Hello, Phil.
Hello, Leo. Actually, it's Colorado.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Just a typo there. You're right. Arvada, okay. Colorado. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking my call, and it's great to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
I have two short questions for you concerning VPN.
Okie dokie.
You have recommended ExpressVPN, and I know that's a sponsor of yours before you have to say it.
I still have to say it. It's a sponsor.
Okay. It's a sponsor. Okay. I have high-speed internet from Comcast, and I have ExpressVPN on my laptop and on my tablet.
Okay.
When I run a speed test on my tablet, which is wireless, I'm getting like over 300 gigabits per second. Megabits. What am I saying?
And that's about the limit of what you can get on Wi-Fi. So that's good.
Right.
That's
okay.
Very good.
Now, when I activate ExpressVPN, it goes down to somewhere around 50 to 60.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what's up with that.
That's normal. Any VPN is going to slow you down because you're going from your 200 megabit Comcast connection. Now you're going out into the internet through the VPN to wherever your VPN server is. And now if you just let most ExpressVPN does this, but I would imagine most consumer VPNs do this. If you just let them choose the server, ExpressVPN is a technology called, Smart Select or something, that chooses the fastest available server. But you're going to be limited because you're going through an extra layer, right? Immediately, okay. That's going to slow you down. You've got to go an extra step. And then it's going to depend on the speed of that server. ExpressVPN, one of the reasons I like them, besides the fact that they give us money for their ads, which really helps, but one of the reasons I like them is they have kind of made a commitment to providing a lot of bandwidth to their servers. You're in effect now using their server's bandwidth, right?
Right.
So both up and downstream, because they're downloading it to their, you're going to their server via your speed, but it's their download and then out. So that's expensive. And that's one of the things, that's one of the main costs of a virtual private network for the provider is, you know, ExpressVPN is in almost 100 countries. So they have to provision servers all over the world with enough bandwidth so that the number of users that are typically on it will get a decent performance. I think 50 is pretty good for a VPN.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It lets you watch HD video, for instance, which most of the time on a VPN you can't. So
yeah.
that really is a factor of you've got, in effect, a new a second ISP because you're getting the speed of the ISP. In case Comcast, but then that's getting limited by whatever the speed of the VPN is. That's a second ISP. Now, just a week ago, Tech Radar, I'm looking, thanks to the chat room to this link, did the fastest VPNs for outright speed in 2020, and they said ExpressVPN was the fastest.
Okay.
So 50, admittedly, is a lot slower than what you got.
Yeah.
But
I'm still not having any trouble streaming, so...
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Yeah,
you shouldn't.
Okay.
So, you're going to... You're all, and that's, frankly, in the early days of VPNs, is why most of us didn't want to use them, because it would feel sluggish.
Okay.
50 megabits is not going to feel sluggish.
No, not at all.
No.
Okay. I'd like your opinion on something very quickly. And around my house, your opinion is gospel. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
My IT folks at work, I was talking to them about VPN, and my IT folks are saying, you do not need VPN at home. You're wasting your money.
Well, that's because they think...
What is your opinion?
That's because... Well, it just depends what you're using the VPN for.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinking of a VPN in the kind of old-fashioned sense of you would use it in an open Wi-Fi access point, like a coffee shop, to protect yourself against a rogue access point. So if you go to the coffee shop and you're on their Wi-Fi, anybody else on the Wi-Fi can see what you're doing. And if the coffee shop is really rogue, they can see what you're doing. By the way, so can Comcast, but presumably you trust Comcast a little bit more than the coffee shop. That's what your IT guys are saying. So that's another reason. So you're not using it for security at home. But there are two other reasons you would use a VPN at home. One is because Comcast, like most internet service providers, resells your surfing data to marketers.
Right.
That's completely legal.
Sure.
There's no prohibition on them doing that. And if you look in your user agreement, you'll see that they reserve the right to do that. So I'm going to presume they are. They make a little extra money that way.
Sure.
Most ISPs do. So using a VPN now says, I don't want Comcast to know what I'm doing. But keep in mind, the VPN does. They suddenly are now, like I said earlier, your second internet service provider. They see what you are doing. Because whoever puts you out on the public net and whoever does your DNS lookups, they're going to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people now are starting. Firefox offers this. Chrome, I think, is going to offer it. They do their DNS, their server lookups, encrypted. Comcast and others hate this because that prevents them from seeing what sites you're going to in some ways, but not always. They still can very easily see what else you're doing, including your web history. It's very easy for them to get that. So I think if you want privacy from your ISP, that's a second reason that is legit at home. The third reason that's legit at home is that if you want to be in a different country, and this is not illegal, but if you're for instance, say you're a Netflix subscriber, you're in U.S., Netflix looks and says, okay, here's what's available to you. If you say to your VPN, now I want to be in London, so you, instead of letting it pick the fastest one, you pick London. Now Netflix, you refresh Netflix, thinks you're an English subscriber, and you'll see the content that's available in England. That is completely legal. BBC's iPlayer, for instance, is a cat and mouse game. As soon as they figure out that these are VPN IP addresses, they'll block it again. It's kind of a cat and mouse game, so it won't always work. But generally speaking, that's another reason to use it, is to bypass geographic content restrictions, or any geographic restriction. There's other geographic restrictions. So you now suddenly are in whatever country you're coming out of the VPN on. So that's three reasons to use it, one of which your IT guys are right. Useless. You don't have to worry about security at home. If you do, you've got a bigger problem.
Right.
But
okay.
The other two do still hold. Hey, thanks for the call. Right. It's a good question. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Leo.
Yeah. It might violate a license agreement, so you should check with the providers. Some providers, BBC iPlayer does not, because it's paid for by license fees from British TV owners. That's how it's supported. So their iPlayer, they don't want people who don't pay license fees to use iPlayer. But instead of making you log in, they just check your IP address. And most of the time that works. Somebody emailed me and said, hey, it stopped working. That means they figured out, oh, that's a VPN IP address that you're using. So we're not going to let you use iPlayer. But generally what happens is a little cat and mouse game. So the VPN company changes IP addresses. They buy a new block. They say, we're not coming in from a VPN anymore. And that works again for a while. It's a cat and mouse game.